If you are a real estate investor or want to be a real estate investor and you're looking for more funding for your deals without relying on traditional funding or hard money lenders, don't go anywhere because I'm getting ready to plug you into the money. Well, welcome to another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, your host, and also known as the Private Money Authority. If you're brand new to the show, what in the world is private money? Well, we're talking about working with individuals that use their investment capital or their retirement funds to fund our real estate deals. Now, here on the podcast, if you've been following along, you know that we've had just amazing guests and experts come here on the show, and today is no exception. In fact, today we're going to be talking about tax defaulted properties, tax liens, tax deeds, how to find these deals, how to fund these deals, how to, you know, put the whole thing together. Why is this a strategy that's got some benefits that are, you know, actually different than other different types of real estate investing? But before I bring on my guest today, I've got a gift for you for just being here on the show. And that is, I just released my brand new book, which is called Where to Get the Money Now, Where to Get the Money Now. And you can get this book free. So this book is all about how and where to get money for your real estate deals without relying on traditional are hard money lenders. You see, from 2003 to 2009, I relied on not hard money lenders, but institutional money, local banks to fund our real estate deals. And in January 2009, I lost my lines of credit like everybody else in the world. And I was introduced to this world of private money. Since that time, I have not missed out on a deal for not having the money to fund my deals. So this book lays out for you step by step exactly how to get this same kind of funding and get it very quickly. So you can get the book for free at www.jayconner.com/book, B-O-O-K. That's jayconner, jayconner.com/book, B-O-O-K. I am going to ask you to spend a couple of bucks to cover shipping and handling and delivery, but the book is free just for your asking. Go to that URL and we'll get your book rushed right out to you. Well, as I mentioned, I have amazing guests and experts come here on the show, and today is another one of those guests. My guest, over 10 years ago, discovered these tax defaulted properties. So he's into tax default property investing. And as of today, my guest owns over, put your seatbelt on, 700 tax default investments. And he buys a couple every single week. And check this out, from his home office. So we're talking virtual business here, folks. So these investments that he's in and does are in multiple states across the nation, and they're making anywhere from a 10% to a 25% return on investment. He's a full-time investor and an educator teaching his students all over the country about how, with the right education, technology, and coaching, you too can invest in tax liens from the comfort of your own home. And with that, welcome to the show, my friend, Jay. That's right, another Jay Drexel. Hello, Jay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. That was a great introduction. Never heard myself sound better than that. So I greatly appreciate it. Must be something in the name, Jay. I think that's what it is.
I think there is something in the name, Jay. So let's go ahead and dive right in, Jay. Tell us your backstory. How did you get into real estate investing?
Well, my backstory is I grew up blue collar family. I'm one of eight kids, and I never learned that whole thing to work smarter, not harder. I was physical labor. I was a garbage man for several years. Basically, around the crash of 2007-08, I lost my job and ended up, my home went into foreclosure. Didn't really was not in academia at all. I was not a book learner at the time. And I knew that when I was going through this, I'm a single dad, I had custody of my son, and I was forced to move in my mom's basement, which wasn't very cool in my mid-30s. So I basically heard and read, just like you and so many great investors out there, that real estate's the number one way to create wealth. But I knew nobody in real estate that had any bit of success. I didn't know how to get access to money. I had very little, a couple hundred dollars to my name at the time. Of course, in my mom's basement, I was working part-time in a friend's video game store. So a kid's job that I got made fun of by teenagers all the time because I didn't know anything about the games. But I didn't know how to get into real estate. I wanted to be just like you. I wanted to be an investor, you know, own doors. I wanted to flip properties, but I had no idea how to go about it. And I didn't know that there were awesome people like you out there that can coach and mentor. I had no idea any of this stuff existed. And I happened to be doing retail arbitrage to make some extra money, which was selling stuff on eBay at the time. And I stumbled across a book called The 16% Solution, written by a guy named Joel Moskowitz. Now it's dated now, but it basically just explained tax sales. And I remembered seeing some infomercials on them, and they made it look really simple and easy. And they said you could invest with just a few hundred dollars. I said, okay, I can do that. I showed up to a live sell and it wasn't anything like that. They didn't have anything affordable for me to buy. If you've ever been to a tax sale, you know, they usually have the highest price stuff. They're bringing money to the local government. Found out about direct buy tax liens from a county, from another investor there, or what a lot of people called OTC, over the counter tax liens. And I made my first investment for $72. A few months later, I got a check for $85, so $13 profit. Woo! But it was 18% return, and that just got me going. And it eventually led me to different types of real estate, flipping, and obviously rentals, all those things. But it was my entryway, and that's really what we focus on now. Is, hey, no matter what level you are, we can show you at least to get one investment to get you started, and it's just to get that ball rolling. And as I said, that was well over a decade ago, almost a decade and a half, and I just continue to buy until I could acquire actual properties through tax sales and eventually traditionally, or many of the ways that you educate on. And that kind of led me down that path where now things have went digital, virtual, which we all seem to love now. And now I buy consistently every single week, and the complete tax sale game has changed, especially in the last year or so because of the pandemic, where areas weren't able to have live sales anymore. So a lot of things have moved online. Now you can buy liens and deeds all over the nation every single day of the year online. So it's really, really changed. That was my long story long. There you go.
Yeah. So did you get your start in real estate investing in tax defaulted property?
Yep. Exactly.
So that's where you started. That's where you stayed. So let's make sure everybody understands. What's the difference between a tax deed and a tax lien?
Great question. There are all some form of tax default properties. Essentially, property owner goes delinquent on their property taxes, and it can be any type of land. Some areas, some states will take the lien against the property and sell it, where investors like you and I can step in and purchase it, and for a period of time called a redemption period. And once we've purchased that, after that time frame passes, usually what will happen is the property owner will pay the whatever is due plus interest, penalties, and fees. And that's where we make our initial return, our yield, right? Depending on what the percentage is in each area. When you're buying a deed, you're actually buying the deed to the property. So really, this is also comes down to what type of investor are you, and everybody's different. Some people are looking for a high yield rate of return, like a hedge fund. Some people are looking to acquire properties. If you have some capital, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I know you're an expert in helping people get money, it's what you do, and you're looking to acquire properties, deed investing is the way for you to go to acquire properties, have immediate ownership. Each state is a little different in terms of, do you really own the property? Is it free and clear, or are there more steps? And each area can be different in whether you have the property completely free and clear, or if you still have to go through quiet title action. So basic idea is tax liens, you're gonna get your money back plus interest with a slight chance for a property. Tax deed, you're actually buying the deed to the property to take ownership of the property.
Do some states offer both tax liens and tax deeds, or does the state do it just one way or the other?
It's based state to state, but there are some states do both. What you're going to see a lot of times is that a lot of states will say that they're just tax lien certificate states, but they tend to have some type of deed sale also. And there's so much it gets really confusing in a sense because every single area is different. It's not really, everybody talks about a state to state, but in reality, it's by local jurisdiction. So it's cities, counties, townships, municipalities, parishes, wards, districts, and they can all have their own cells. So Florida is kind of the most buyer friendly state that we find for liens and deeds. So they do offer both. So you'll find some states that are tax liens, some that are deeds, some do both. And there are some that's a variation called a redemption deed. It's kind of a hybrid of a tax lien and tax deed together. And that's what you'll see in places like Texas and Rhode Island and Hawaii.
So, you know, in the single family house business, we've got a long list of ways that we locate potentially motivated sellers of single family houses. My guess is finding these deals are like completely different than the way we do the single family house business as far as finding these deals. So how do you locate, how does an investor locate opportunities for tax sales, tax liens, tax certificates, all that?
It's really research. It's contacting local areas, getting access to when their sales are. And that's another thing that a lot of misconception or bad information on is that each area will decide when and where and how they're going to do those sales. So you'll see that some areas will have sales once a month. Some areas do it once a year. And because of the pandemic, many areas had to postpone their sales because of social distancing. And so you're just searching those areas. And then you have to find out, number one, when is the sale? How does the sell function? Because there's a lot of different auction processes. There's bid up, there's bidding down interest. There's some states like New Jersey that do both, a hybrid of the two. And then there's somebody even more complicated where you're actually sharing ownership of properties with other investors. So it's just a lot of research. What we've done at United, our team, is we've created a technology that we can, if you go to our website, we can inform you more about, and I'll give you all a great opportunity if you want to find out more about this to have a consultation with a tax lien investor like myself coming up. I'll give you the information on that just a bit. But we have a technology called Marketplace Pro that really queries a lot of this information from all over the US and puts it in a database so you can go and find it that way. But traditionally, it's just a lot of, it used to be a lot of going through county records, if you remember those days. Now, most things are online, but every county, every single area, their websites are all completely different. Some are great, some are horrible. And I know you've probably seen this in looking up county records on properties. You just never know what you're going to get in some areas.
Yeah, I don't want to wait until the end of the show. If someone's interested in starting to learn about this tax defaulted property business, tax liens, certificates, deeds, how can they connect with you and your team, Jay, to learn about it? And then I'll pick up with my next question.
Oh, thanks for asking that. Well, actually, as a bonus for having me on here, we put together a free download and some free information for everybody. So you can go and pull out your phone whenever you get a chance to, and you can text the word INVEST, INVEST, to 72,000. It should be on your screen right now. Great job, everybody there. And what you'll receive is a free ebook that explains the basics of tax sales because they can all be different. A lot of strange information out there. It's also going to give you a list of 500 tax default property investments that you can research and maybe even get your first tax default investment there on liens and deeds. And also, if you'd like to have a consultation with one of our advisors that can break down really what type of investor are you looking for, a rate of return, you're looking for properties, you're looking for both. I'm guessing most of your audience are looking for properties. We do focus on education, but it makes us a little different as we really do focus on assets and lining you up with the right asset. Just like you and many investors, once you have access to money, for many people right now, it's finding properties. We're lucky in the sense that we have tons of access to information and data that we can say, okay, what is it that you're looking for? And we can go through the software and find it to pass that on to you. So if you'd like to learn more about this, go to that, text that INVEST to 72,000. You'll get the download and sign up for a free consultation. It's free to you, so we can tell you the direction that probably best suits you as an investor. You know what type of investor you are, so we'll cater whatever information you need around what you want to do.
Again, that folks, text the word INVEST, INVEST, to 72,000. You'll get the free ebook and the opportunity to, you know, dive in and have a conversation with one of Jay's advisors. So Jay, next question is, what are some of the benefits of investing in these types of investments, say versus multifamily, single family, commercial, land, self-storage, all those other opportunities?
What's great about this is that it's, because it has become virtual, And the way that it's set up, you've got a consistent, there's not volatility in it. And I also don't have to manage the properties. I know many wise investors like you will have property managers, things like that. But as a beginning investor, if you really don't have those things laid out, it's a way that you can invest and have the returns that are government mandated. And I know a lot of people like to say it's guaranteed, but it's dependent upon the county, where you can set the money and forget it. That's what's so great about this investment strategy, is it can work with any level. We can show you how to get started with less than $100 or over $1 million. It's great because it's consistent. It's got government mandates behind it. Great chances for properties. And it's a place to park your money where it's consistently growing. Just like the old adage, if you don't find a way to make money while you're sleeping, you're going to work until the day you die, right? So it's just consistent growth on your money. And the way that I came about it was, like you said, almost shocked to say, okay, you got started in tax sales. That was my way in. I do a lot of different types of real estate, but more of our clients tend to be investors that have worked with an expert like you. They're just looking for other streams, other places to put their money, other ways to find properties. So it really is complementary to traditional real estate. And it's great in the sense that it's really about as passive as you can get. You research it, you invest, and you just sit back and wait, knowing you can get 12, 18, 24, 36% interest on your money, and then a potential of getting a property at a massive discount. So it's really cool. And right now they're seeing more inventory than we've seen for years because of everything that's happened with moratoriums. We've seen a huge explosion just in the first quarter of this year, and much inventory. As an example, using Florida, they have their sales going on right now, and there's over 450,000 tax lien certificates up for sale against $58 billion worth of real estate. So it's just a great secure investment, as long as you do it the right way. Just like anything else, you can throw money away, but get the right guidance, know what to look for, and know what type of investor you are. So, you know, like you always say, begin with the end in mind. What are your goals? And let's get you there.
Of course, there's risk in anything that, you know, any of us do in the single family house business. You know, if you're rehabbing a house, there's always the risk of the unexpected that may come up. You don't know exactly how long your carrying costs are going to go. Of course, we use a formula that accounts for the unexpected, but there's always the unexpected. In this world of tax liens, tax deeds, tax certificates, what are the risks that are involved? I heard you say, you know, if you're looking for a rate of return, you could get a rate of return of up to 36% annual rate of return. I heard you say that a second ago. But what are the risks that go with this type of business?
The biggest risk is not knowing the area that you're investing. So I put it this way. A lot of people have heard historically through bad infomercials, YouTube, you know, we always get that bad information from new investors that they heard from an uncle or somebody that is a guaranteed investment. And counties actually will guarantee on the documentation the rate of return, but it's always caveat emptor, which is buyer beware. And what that means is basically, if you don't do your due diligence, just like any other type of real estate, you're going to get yourself in trouble massively. So where I've seen people go wrong many times is they just, in their mind, they're hearing that they get this great rate of return, 36%, 24%, and they think they can buy any lien and get that money. Well, the reality is if the county's not able to collect that money, they can't pay you. So you may have just thrown money away. And after a certain period of time, there's a statute of limitations on there where they drop off and lose your money. So you could buy a lien. Many times you'll see a tax lien on a property, residential, commercial property, that the lien is actually higher than the property's worth. And people will invest in it because they don't do their proper due diligence or homework, just like anything else. Many times in areas like you'll see in Arizona, they'll sell tax liens at 3-year redemption period, 16%, but it's in the middle of the desert. They're just trying to create. You know, so if they're just like, we all know in real estate, a property is only worth what somebody else is willing to pay. If you end up investing in a lien against a piece of land that's worthless, you're never going to get money. And if you decide to acquire the property, if nobody sold land in that area for 50 years, odds are you're not going to sell it either. So that's where people tend to go wrong, is not doing the proper due diligence. And it's difficult because each area has different laws, different rules, different regulations. So you may learn incredibly well how to do it in one area and then jump to the next county and it's turned upside down. So it's just doing that proper due diligence. If you don't do that, you're just like any other type of real estate, you're going to bury yourself really quick.
So Jay, can you really do this business 100% virtually from sitting at your desk without having to go out and look at properties? And I mean, can you really do the analysis once you learn how to do it from just sitting in your home office?
Yes. That's what's so awesome about it for me now is because it used to be you'd have to go to sales. And there's some areas that only do it that way. But if you want to be a virtual investor and invest consistently online every single week, absolutely. You can do it all from home. Your due diligence, your research. And something's a little different when you're buying liens is remember, we're not buying the property. We're buying the lien against it. So we don't have to do the same type of proper due diligence you would when you're purchasing a house, a duplex, whatever it may be. Now, if I'm buying the deed to the property, there's going to be more research in it, but I can do that virtually. I've bought properties in Florida through deed sales that I never stepped foot on, in Michigan also, where I never stepped foot on it, but I always get some boots on the ground, so to speak, somebody to go over, take pictures. We can give you different ways to do it, but you can do everything 100% virtual. And then learning from an expert like you, you always have tons of different exit strategies, right? We can get them into finding great properties, finding great investments, and then working with an investor like you and getting the knowledge that you have, you can show them multiple exit strategies. Some people want to keep the properties for cash flow. Some people want to move into the properties, and some people just want to do a quick flip or virtual flip. The last few properties that I've sold, I've never stepped foot on the property, and the communication I had with the investors that purchased it, most of it was online. It's usually less than a 5-minute conversation, and it just depends on how you acquire the property and how they want to purchase it. I'm a big fan of quick claim deeds in some states because I can just put my hands up. I'm selling it to them very, very cheap, very inexpensively. So I'm able to walk away, make a decent profit, and then they still have a lot of meat on the bone to do whatever they choose to do with the property also.
Well, you own over 700 of these types of investments right now. Give our audience one example of one of the best deals you've done.
One that pops to mind right now that's just been kind of the luck of the draw that has intrigued a lot of people. There's a county in Arizona called Pinal, which is south of Maricopa, Phoenix, and a little bit north of where the university is. And Lucid Car, an electric car company, just moved in there, and a couple of tech companies down there. And a few years back, I bought a whole bunch of liens for about $50 a piece. And it's just raw land. Something we're seeing a big trend in, where we're seeing a lot of profit on our side of things, is undeveloped land, raw land in places that are expanding. So it just happened to be that I bought a bunch of liens in a place that was zoned for a neighborhood, and they've all come to fruition where I can actually step in and foreclose on the properties. And those same lots that total my cost out of pocket will probably end up being, to take ownership and everything, maybe $1,000 to $1,200, somewhere around that range. But the lots right now are selling anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000 a piece. So that's a really cool strategy right there, that's current, that's going on right now. I purchased a property in Michigan for less than $200, $177.50. And that's a lot of due diligence. I owned that property, cash flowed it for a little while, eventually sold it to a flipper and rehabber in the area this past summer. So really cool things. We're in that property right now. I want to say in that area of Detroit, it's probably worth about $40,000, $50,000 right now, but I acquired it for less than $200. So there's some really cool stories. And we have investors that we worked with and people acquiring commercial properties for dirt cheap, which is really, really cool. And that's what's cool about the strategy. If you want to get into single family homes, multi-units, agricultural land, storage units, we can help point you in the right direction and find properties many times in that way. And the most recent property, I purchased a property in Florida, Escambia County, Pensacola, market value $65,000. I bought it at tax sale for $7,200. So there's really cool stories. I've got a bunch of those, obviously, to tell, but I won't bore you with too many of those.
Awesome. All right, folks. Well, Jay Drexel's website is www.UnitedTaxLiens.com. That's UnitedTaxLiens.com. And to take advantage of his free ebook that will be sent to you immediately, you can text to Jay the word invest, INVEST, to the number 72,000. Jay, as we wrap up the show, if you only had 30 seconds to give the best advice you could to your best friend that knew nothing about real estate investing but wanted to get started in tax liens, what would the advice be?
Learn from an active investor that's actually currently doing it. That would be the number one thing. Learn from somebody that's really doing it so they actually understand the process that goes on right now.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. So folks, there you have it. You're interested in tax liens, tax certificates, tax deeds, getting high rates of return safely, doing this kind of business virtually, Again, you can connect with Jay Drexel at www.unitedtaxlanes.com, and you can get his free ebook and resources by texting to him the word invest, I-N-V-E-S-T, to the number 72,000. Jay, thank you for joining me on the show, and parting comments, my friend.
Hey, thank you for having me. I look forward to working with many of you in the future. Most importantly, Jay, your entire team, you guys are awesome. I love the things you guys are doing. I just recently ordered your book, so I'm looking forward to that. Kudos to you. And once again, double J's right here. Let's do it again sometime. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Jay. Well, folks, thank you for joining in here on another show at Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, your host, the Private Money Authority, wishing you all the best. Here's to taking your business to the next level. And we'll see you right here on the next show of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor.